Hey, Jeff, I want to talk to you about something really quick, a short little note about something really exciting that I found on Atari Age on Facebook.
What is
Someone
that?
mentioned a brand new podcast that I'd never heard of before, and I went to look at it, and it is crazy amazing. It's called The Legend of Sword Quest.
The Legend of Sword Quest. Guess what? I've now listened to the whole thing since you said that.
Into the vertical blind, generation Atari. Into the vertical blind, generation Atari.
I know, and I listened to about seven episodes, but I can't get over the fact about how awesome it is.
Absolutely amazing Atari-centered podcast that not only talks about the Legend of Sword Quest, which is actually a really interesting story, but also gives basically more of a history of Atari after Tramiel bought them than any other source ever has that I've ever listened to.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that this Legend of Sword Quest, which is a podcast about the Sword Quest games, about the contests, and about what happened to the prizes, basically, and the lost game and the lost game era
About the
world.
people who were in the contest, about what happened to them, what happened to Atari at the time, why the contest didn't, an investigation into why the contest stopped, an investigation into where the prizes went, and then investigation into Alamogordo. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah, and it's what's amazing about it is like they seem whoever made it, and I want to say it's hosted by Jamie Loftus, who's a comedian, and you would think that she would approach the material in like a joking way, like being a comedian, but actually I think they just hired her for her amazing voice talent, but she also does she has some like She did a, she she's written some stories about Chuck E. Cheese and some other technology stuff. So I think she's actually kind of if not knowledgeable on the subject, at least not interested in the subject, if
I'm going
that
to
makes sense,
say,
which comes across in the performance.
well, they treat the subject like it matters, even
Yeah,
if
they
it
tr
doesn't.
this No, it does
No,
matter.
but I mean,
I
even if they
disagree
don't
with
think it
you.
does, they treat it like it matters. You know
Okay,
what I
but they
mean?
treat it like it. So I want to say like the episode they've got 10 episodes or 9 episodes, I guess.
Well, there's a bonus episode.
There's a bonus episode about Alamogordo, but basically the over 8 episodes and they're about 30 to 40 minutes a piece. It's an incredible audio
Right.
documentary, again, hosted by Jamie Loftus, who is a comedian, and has a bunch of other very interesting podcasts that she does on her own. But I was trying to find out, there is no reference anywhere on the it's done by iHeartRadio. And so when you go to look for the credits, all it says is that Jamie Loftus is the host, which is fine, but I wanted to figure out like where this came from.
Okay, hold on a second. I want to tell you a quote. This will tell you all about Jamie Loftus in one quote. You'll understand this, Steve. Neopets taught me more about fiscal responsibility and the cruel and random precarity of capitalism than American public schools.
I mean, obviously, she's like a Gen. I think she's a young Gen Y.
She's
Gen.
like Jer
Young.
like my nephew Jeremy's age.
Yeah, like young Gen Y, whatever. But I don't really care. I mean, I'm first of all, I'm an instant fan of hers now. I went looking
Right.
at her podcast, and they all look great and interesting. She wrote a book about hot dogs, which is just like
That's
just
amazing.
came out like not too long ago. But it just looks she's hilarious, but also I just want to put it, her performance is so good because she makes you care about the subject and seemingly cares about it even if she doesn't care about it. I have no idea, right?
Right.
But then I found that I did a little bit of research and found that it is written by a guy named Jake Rosin for this company called School of Humans. And apparently they do all sorts of interesting things like this.
Oh, right.
So in the podcast realm, they have done something called Rumble, Ollie vs. Foreman, Queer Chronicles, The Deep Dark Woods, Afterlives, American Filth, Sanctum Unmasked, The Founding Son, Let's Start a Coup, Unreformed, Red Elvis. I know Red Elvis. Oh my God, this is about this guy in the Dean Reed, this guy in the 50s. I'm sure that these people make really interesting podcasts about interesting things. I read a whole book about Dean Reed, the Red Elvis.
Here's one I'm going to listen to tonight. It's called Hunter, starring Owen Wilson, and it's about this guy named Tom Slick, an epic story about hunting for the abominable snowman.
It's a scripted drama, by the way.
I know.
Obviously, they have true crime stuff, but I think that this podcast, The Legend of Sword Quest, is pretty incredible. So for people who are, I mean, I don't know how old they are, but my expectation,
they're going to be Gen Y. They're all going to be like a bunch of all going to be Gen Y people. Like,
but the Neopets thing is fantastic. I'm just saying that, like, my expectation is when I see there's a podcast that has something to do with video games, especially from America, especially if it's about Atari, that it's the subject is going to be treated like a joke. Now, don't get me wrong.
There are jokes.
There are jokes, and there are things that are funny about Atari, and things that are funny about the whole thing.
Yeah.
They don't treat the subject matter like it doesn't matter. They treat it like it's the first revolution of video game revolution. So this is the first thing predating stuff that people may think, like predating the Nintendo, like World Championships and stuff. This is like, it's extremely interesting, extremely respectful, extremely well done. And I just wanted to, I'm so good. It's as good as Atari Game Over. The documentary,
right.
As far as I'm concerned.
It should be made into a video series.
It should. It's almost as good as Howard Scott. Well, like it's right up there. You got Howard Scott Warshaw's book. You've got Atari Game Over. And you've got this as like the only mainstream
audio
things I can think of that actually treat the Atari story with any sort of like reverence. And it's not just reverence, because you don't have to like bow down to it. Just don't be a dick about it. That's all I'm asking.
It's the opposite of How Did This Get Played in its type of actual like research, ability to reason properly, not being total complete assholes.
I find most retro game podcasts that are from America start at the NES, and they treat everything that ever came before it as either non-existent or not important or doesn't matter. And this doesn't do that. And that's what I like about it. In some ways it sort of describes the vertical blank. It describes the Mount Vesuvius or the atom bomb that went off at Atari. And they do a really good job of explaining that part.
Oh, really good interviews in it too, by the way, with all kinds of Todd Fry, all kinds of people who were there, who stayed between the Atari Warner and Atari Tremel. So really good stuff there.
It really covers the Tremel era in a way that is fascinating, especially because the whole Sword Quest thing goes over into that era. So I didn't want to make this a long video. I just am so excited about it. I want people to listen to it. I want people to hear, like, this is such
get more of this. So let's listen. Yeah, to it.
I want
more of
it. I want there to be more. You know, I mean, it's the type of podcast I wish we had the time and energy and money to make ourselves. Right. Like, I would do this all day long.
This is what I would get paid to do if I could, but I can't.
But this is a great story treated in a great way. With it really well done. And like I said, the host is really easy to listen to, because this could have been a disaster.
Yeah, it could have been a disaster.
Like somebody that was terrible, but it's not. It's great, well-written. And I think any Atari fan should go listen to it. And we'll put links down to it in the notes here. But that's all I got. I'm just excited about it.
Fantastic.
We were children of the Silicon Revolution, an X generation conscripted to fight the console and home computer wars. A product of an analog 70s childhood, we came of digital age in the 80s, believing we could affect the world 8 bits at a time. Armed with joysticks, full stroke keyboards, Jolt Cola, and MTV haircuts, we proceeded into the vertical blank. There, we stayed up late at night, devising incantations from D&D rulebooks and beginner's all-purpose symbolic instruction code. Video games were the match, and programming was the fuse, as the infinite possibilities of the digital world exploded into the internet age to come. We are Generation Atari.
Into the vertical blank.